Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, 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 and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Morning, 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 morning. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord, TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto us. Amen. We want to welcome all of our first-timers fellowshipping with us on today. You're right on time. There's a seat at the table for you. Come have a seat. Breakfast is about to be served. Amen. This is the Breakfast for Champions. Hallelujah. We have more than just a bowl of cereal or milk. Sometimes not cereal or milk can do you good sometimes. But we serve much more than that. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord provides a table before us in the presence of our enemies. So please enjoy the services to the extent that you keep coming back. Amen. We diligently, amen, serve on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Monday through Saturdays at this hour. We're back at 12 o'clock on Sundays. Amen and amen. And we have other, amen, auxiliaries, amen, departments functioning. And we have some more on the table. Amen. Glory be to God. So please, amen, glory be to God. Amen. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Glory be to God. And please participate. Amen. Come back. Amen. The first time we call you visitor, second time, amen, we call you family and friend. Amen. We pray that everyone's excited today. Amen. We had a full week. Amen. And the week's not even over with yet. Glory be to God. Amen. We pray. Amen. We want to thank God for so many of you, amen, really pressing in, amen, on our prayer summit last night, amen, and we overcoming the challenges, amen, with Zoom and learn, being stretched a little bit. Some of us are being stretched, learning how to sign in on Zoom, call in on Zoom. That's an accomplishment. That's an accomplishment because we're doing kingdom work. And I'm telling you, it was just wonderful to have so many of you with us over the last two nights. We pray that you were blessed. Amen. I know I'm getting phone calls already from Wednesday night. Amen. That's when I ministered on healing. I'm getting phone calls and requests. Amen. From that. Amen. Testimonies from that. Amen. Glory be to God. The pastors calling in. They want copies. They said, can you send me a recording? We want to thank God. Amen. For Dr. Housie on last night. Very practical sound word. Very practical sound word on faith, family, vision, and finances. Amen. And so we just want to thank God. We pray that you was blessed. Okay. Amen. So we just want to thank God. Amen. We got a lot of new developments going on, but it's all good. Amen. It's all good. Amen. I ordered some tickets. I ordered us some fellowship tickets. Amen. So they'll be ready tomorrow. Amen. And Eric's going to have a flyer together. We're working on I'm excited about our event taking place in December. I've never been... my anticipation level, my expectation level is so high pertaining to it because I know it's just going to be beautiful. I know it's just going to be beautiful. God got something special for us. Amen. I just know it. I feel it in my soul. And I'm looking forward to that. So far, everybody is cooperating. Amen. I thought, you know, people, they just say, look, I'll try to, they said, I'll try to do five tickets. They said, I'll try to do five tickets. They said, when can I have my tickets? I said, the ticket's coming. Just get your five people up. Amen. Minimum of five. Who knows? Maybe you could do 10 or 15. And they're really, you know, really, really, amen, going in forward. And we're just looking forward to it. So I'm excited. Amen. I pray that you are. And if not, you got reason to be. Amen. So we just want to thank God. Today we want to, we know tomorrow, Sunday is the last day of the month, and, you know, trick-or-treat, Halloween, glory be to God. We want to talk a little bit about trick-or-treat today, amen. We want to talk a little bit about that from the Lord's perspective, amen, to see what the Lord has to say. Amen, unto us. Amen. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and redeemer. Amen and amen. I remember from the time that I was a little girl, you know, maybe around 9, 10 years old. I remember that was the last time that my mother allowed us to go trick-or-treating. But even back then, beloved, we're talking about in the late 60s, early 70s, you know, people were mean, you know, putting razors and apples and crazy stuff like that. Glory be to God. You bite into the apple and you cut up your lip. And, you know, so, you know, growing up, my mother really didn't allow us to go out and do the trick-or-treating thing. Amen. And because there were so many of us, I have 7 siblings. And so what we would do around that time is, you know, we would just, you know, have fun with one another, you know, and do something at the house if we did anything at all, you know, it was even with my children, amen, growing up, we didn't do the trick-or-treat thing, glory be to God, because we sort of knew that it, you know, it wasn't biblical, but we didn't really sort of know why we weren't doing it. We didn't have the details. We want to go into that a little bit today, amen, so we can have be knowledgeable as to why we do not participate. So what I would do with my children so they wouldn't feel, you know, too, you know, I would dress my children up. You know what I mean? And we would just have something at the house. We would just have something at the house. Amen. Glory be to God. I didn't even really open my door. I haven't opened my door in years because, you know, I just don't put to, you know what I mean? You hear so many stories. See, the thing, and we're about to go into detail, but, you know, you're going to open your door for somebody that got a mask on legally. You know what I mean? And especially where I lived at, amen, when I lived up near the mall there, glory be to God, years ago, amen. And, you know, people would be, you know, they were busting on them, you know, home invasions, break-ins. You got the door open. They got a mask on. It looked like a play gun, but it's a real gun. Alec Baldwin, huh? Glory be to God. Somebody walking down the street with a mask on, and you comfortable with that? You comfortable with that? I don't even know. Let me tell you something. I don't even open my door. If my family need me, they gonna. If my family call anyway, they just don't show up. You know what I mean? I'm on the way. Good. Glory be to God. And let me tell you, I'm not a woman of fear. You know, y'all, look, I walk in faith, but if the Lord tell me to do it, I do it. But somebody asked me to do something to attend an event on Halloween. I said, you got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. Number one, when y'all see Pastor Bradford out when the sun go down, that's because I'm on assignment. It's not that I'm fearful. I ain't fearful now. I do what I got to do. But I don't tempt God either. I ain't even going out during the day unless the Lord leads me. So you know I ain't going out when the sun go down. And now you want me out here walking the streets on Halloween night and people got masks on and stuff, glory be to God, and illegally? No, baby. No, count me out on that. I'm going to be praying for y'all, all right? Pastor Bradford won't be participating. But let's see what the Lord has to say. Beloved, let me begin by saying this. Halloween is a very sinister event. Very sinister. In our scriptures in the book of 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. One sentence here, amen. And it says, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. little children, dear children, keep away from anything that might make, that might take God's place in your hearts. Amen. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Keep yourselves from idols. Guard yourselves from idols. Glory. Amen. Then it says, amen, amen. And New King James Version said, amen. And that settles it. Keep yourselves from idols. This is the word of God, beloved. The Bible tells us to keep ourselves, which means we must shield ourselves, protect ourselves, guard ourselves. Okay, that word means to save, to preserve. Okay. Keep yourselves from, okay, and it's intentional distance. In other words, you're distancing yourself on purpose. Okay, you're making a conscientious effort to distance yourself from idols, anything evil. From anything evil, glory be to God, we are told through the word of God to distance yourself on purpose. Be intentional about it. Now, I want to read this same scripture here below in the RIV. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Where the RIV is when they put, amen, glory be, got all of the Greek concepts together. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So that we can get a detailed understanding of what the verse is saying. So let me read this same scripture in the RIV. Amen. I'm going to read, amen, exactly the full passage and meaning of it. It says this, little children, I immediately order you to withdraw from idols. Those idols and what they represent are so evil that you need to seriously guard yourself against them and stay away from them. Altogether, I'm learning stay away from them altogether. I'm leaving no wiggle room on this issue. I'm absolutely ordering you to immediately put as much space as possible between yourself and idols. They are evil and they represent a menace to your life. So you must urgently guard against them. What I'm telling you right now is not for open debate. And it's not optional. It is an order that I fully expect you to obey. In fact, to underscore the seriousness of what I am telling you, I am even adding an amen to stress the point. I expect you to obey my instructions on this issue and do it now. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. We are told to guard ourselves, separate ourselves, preserve ourselves. Glory be to God. What John is telling us here, beloved, amen, is we must put space between ourselves and anything that is pagan. Anything that is pagan. When the Bible speaks about idols, amen. Anything that is pagan, we ought to separate ourselves. In the book of Hosea, chapter number 4, verse number 6, it says that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, beloved. It's what we don't know. It's what we don't know that can take you down. It's what you don't know. Glory be to God. And so growing up, like most of us, beloved, amen, and some of us even still now, glory be to God, we had no revelation of these things, see, because we had a lack of knowledge. So we would dress up for Halloween. We have our children dress up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? Glory be to God. You know, buying candy. I talked to somebody the other day. They said they're expecting about 600 children to their house this weekend. That's what the neighborhood normally gets, 600 children. Okay? Okay, we're buying candy, we're dressing up, you know, glory be to God, but we don't have any knowledge. We're lacking knowledge. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Beloved, Halloween, amen, is an occult activity. It is a door opener to the spirit realm. Glory be to God. And beloved, this is dangerous. It's not funny. Glory be to God. It's dangerous. Just to give you just a quick overview, glory be to God, on the history of Halloween. It dates back to about 1,000 years, beloved. And it began as a pagan festival. And so what the pagans believed is that on that particular day, October the 31st, that the veil between the living and the dead, there's a veil. On one side you have the living, and on one side you have the dead, and it's a very thin veil. And so what they believed is that the veil was so thin that the dead could pass through the veil, see, to the other side where the living were. As the dead could come back through this veil and walk where they once walked before they died. And go where they could go before they died. Halloween, beloved, is a celebration of necromancy. Now, necromancy, the definition of that, amen, means fellowship with the dead. When you have fellowship with the, you're not having fellowship with the living, you're having fellowship with the dead. So actually what you're doing is you're fellowshipping with familiar spirits. And this is where Halloween began, beloved. Glory be to God. They believed that the dead could move back into the living. When we do our research, we will find out, especially, beloved, the early Christian leaders described Halloween as an event that was dark, an event that was evil, sinister, and pagan. In this event, in Halloween, beloved, the cattle, they would kill a cattle. And what they would do is take the bones from that animal and put that in a big fire. And they will call it a bonfire. See? People would even, amen, go and put food out for the dead. They set food out. So when the dead would cross that thin veil and come back to the land of the living, there'd be some food for them to eat. They have their favorite food. But we know they like chicken. Fry up a little chicken. I mean, it ain't funny, beloved. It ain't funny. Amen. Glory be to God. How ignorant, you know, and how evil this thing is. Amen. And you cooking food. Amen. So when the dead cross over the veil to come back into the land of the living, to have a seat at the table they used to sit at, or whatever the case might be, there'd be some food for them to eat. Glory be to God. And so what would happen, beloved, amen, the dead, amen, glory be to God, they, when they came back, amen, they would appear as who they used to be. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. Or they would appear as evil beings, as the devil. Glory be to God. And when these spirits would come back, what they would begin to do is they would torture the individual who did them wrong. Who did them wrong while they was living. Glory be to God. Who mistreated them, y'all. No, glory be to God. So they would come back and they would torture them. Beloved, this was a very torturous night. And so what people would do, glory be to God, because the spirits would come back to torture, glory be to God, they would cover their faces with ashes to disguise themselves. They will put on a mask, glory be to God, to disguise themselves so that the spirits would not recognize them when the spirits, amen, were summoned back. Y'all know, remember when Saul, amen, went and summoned, amen, glory be to God, the spirit, glory be to God, King Saul. So this is where, why people wear masks at Halloween, beloved. This is where it first originated. They was wearing masks to disguise themselves and hide themselves from these evil spirits so that they would not, amen, be tortured. They were afraid of the dead people that would show up. Oh, it's very sinister, beloved. Yep. The devil has power too. The devil can cause a resurrection too. Glory be to God. All that black magic and white magic and whatever type of magic. Glory be to God. And these demon spirits running up and down. Glory be to God. Let me ask you a question, beloved. Let me ask you a couple questions. Now, some people say, well, you know, we just having fun and we've been doing it. And okay, we're not here to judge nobody. We ain't here to judge nobody. We're going to tell you what the word does say. Amen. Glory be to God. And I want to ask you a couple questions and then you take it from there. The question I want to ask you this morning, would Jesus dress like the devil to celebrate Halloween? Just think about it. If Jesus was walking the earth right now, or Jesus, amen, glory be to God, when he was living for those 33 years, do you think Jesus just dressed up on October 31st, or would he have, if Jesus was here right now, he said, all right, y'all, come on, I'm going down to Kmart and get my Halloween outfit. What you going to be, Paul? Peter, what y'all going to be? I don't know, I think I might be Batman. What y'all going to be? Do you think he would? Do you think Jesus, beloved, would dress like a witch and celebrate Halloween? Do you think Jesus would dress like a ghost and celebrate Halloween? Do you think Jesus would find demons or witchcraft entertaining? Do you think that Jesus' apostles would encourage Christians to celebrate Halloween? Paul, Silas, all the boys. Oh, yeah, come on. What y'all going to do on the 31st? Come on. We're going to have a Halloween party. Do you think they would really encourage that? Would New Testament Christians throw parties around evil entities? And the last question I want you to think about today, beloved. Would the Holy Spirit want you to bring him into it? Would the Holy Spirit want you to bring him to a Halloween party where they are celebrating evil entities, pagan worship, devil worshipers? Do you really think the Holy Spirit, amen, will want an invitation to that? Beloved, these are the things that we have to think about. Glory be to God. We got to think about not just what we do, but why we're doing it. We do things, but we don't know why we do it. We participate, but we don't know why we participate. We do it because we've been doing it. We was raised up that way. It's no harm in it. Or before you make a decision, if it's any harm in it, get all the information. Process of his people perish for a lack of knowledge. Trick or treat. Well, let me tell you something. Lord has no tricks, but God knows God is full of treats. Hallelujah. And his mercies are new every morning. His mercies are new every morning. This mischief night, glory be to cutting car tires and throwing eggs. Beloved, God ain't in all that. He tells us in Romans 12, beloved, amen, be not conformed to this world. Let me say this as I close on this morning. I shared this with you guys before. A young couple, amen, glory to husband and wife, amen, and the husband complimenting his wife and you know, how good of a wife she was and cook she was. He said, baby, I got a question for you. He said, I noticed when you put the pot roast, when you put the meat in the roaster, he said, I see you always cutting the ends of the roast before you put the top on the roaster. He said, why do you cut the ends of the meat? The roast. He said, why do you do that? He said, she said, I don't know. He said, my mama taught me how to cook like that. She said, I don't know why I cut the ends of the roast. So she called her mama. And she said, mama, I got a question for you. She said, you know, she said, I noticed, you know, you taught me how to cook. We always, when we put the roast in the roaster, we always cut the ends of the roast before we put the top on. She said, why do we do that? And the mother said, well, baby, I always cut the ends of the roast because the roaster was too small. She said, the roaster was too small, so I cut it so it fit. But, love it, we do things and we don't know why we do it. We just do it because we've done it all the time. We was raised up that way. That's what our mama taught us. That's what they did in the neighborhood. That's what they taught us in school. That's what they taught us. And we do it things without thinking about it, beloved. It's ignorance. Ignorance is, amen, it's not a negative word. Ignorance just means that you don't know. And God says we perish for a lack of knowledge. We perish because we're ignorant. We celebrate Halloween, but we don't know why we celebrate Halloween. We got our kids celebrating Halloween, dressing up, going door to door. You got more faith to do that. And you going to tell me you don't have no faith and you going door to door? You going door to door in the sundown too? You know, you got some faith. See, but we do all these things, glory be to God, and we don't know why we do them. All right? But the scripture clearly tells us, amen, glory be to God, beloved. And 1 John 5:21, hold on to that scripture, and really there could be more, but since we all doing this in one day, amen, glory be to God, there you go. Hold on to that. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Guard yourselves from idols. Guard yourself from paganism. Protect yourself. Preserve yourself. That's what the word of God says. Amen. Trick or treat. Amen. Trick or treat. Amen. Hallelujah. And the rest, hallelujah, it's up to you, beloved. It's up to you what you want to do. Hallelujah. So up to you what you want to do. But as for me and my house, amen, as for me and my house, we're going to guard ourselves. We're going to protect ourselves. We are not going to be celebrating no devil's, amen, a celebration. Amen. If they want to do it, let them do it. Hallelujah. Let them do it. And we know it's going to be a lot of Christians out there, amen, to think that there's nothing, you know, it's all innocent. Glory be to God. But if you don't know. If you don't know the history of it, then you don't know. Amen. But we know. Amen. In Jesus' name. So let us pray for, amen, of those. Amen. And you know it's going to be some report. You know it's going to be some report. You already know it. Let us pray against it. Somebody got shot down, but they had on a Batman's mask, so nobody really knew who they was. Spider-Man showed up, glory be to God, and carjacked somebody. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you, Father God. We say thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you for giving us insight on the origin of Halloween, Father God, which has been around for a long time, but the real essence of it, Father God, the the dead people, Father, crossing the veil, Father God, and coming back to life and calling spirits back to life. Glory be to God. Oh, God, how glory. Devil worshiping, hallelujah, worshiping with dead people. God, we don't want to worship with nobody dead. Hallelujah, God, because you're the living God. You're the living God, Father God. Hallelujah. We're going to let the dead bury the dead and be dead. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We don't want to be visited by no dead folks. Father God, some of us trying to avoid being visited with some folks that's living. They come bring trouble. We definitely don't want to be visited with no dead folks, Father, even if we love them. Father God, the dead, it should be where the dead is. Father God, one day we going to be dead too. Glory be to God. We don't want to interrupt the dead, Father God. Let them rest in peace. Regardless of whatever type of life they live, good life, bad life, evil life, Father, let the dead rest in peace. Father, we don't want to bring nobody back from the dead, Father God. We don't want to do that. We don't want to fellowship with them, Father God. We want to help us to fellowship one with another. Help us to love the living, Father God. We want to try some people fellowshipping with the dead and ignoring the living. Father God, help us to stop living backwards, Father God, and just step out on faith and do this thing the right way. So, Father God, as we go forward with love, Father God, we don't want to beat nobody up and judge anybody and throw them under the bus because they have on a costume and giving out trick-or-treat or collecting trick-or-treat, Father God, and it's probably too late right now. Anyhow, they already got plans for the weekend, but Father God, keep them safe. Keep them safe as they go out, come in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and open their eyes to see the real meaning of, Father God, of pagan worship. Father God, pagan worship is idolatry. And you just told us in your word to guard ourselves from idolatry. And we think you meant what you said and you said what you meant. So help us to agree with you, Father, with this and all things. And we say thank you and we bless you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right, trick or treat, trick or treat, trick or treat. Bless the Lord. Okay, that's our word for today. That's our service for today. Amen. Today is offering day. Amen. Here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. If you'd like to sow into the word, amen. And remember, the gospel is free. It takes money to do ministry. If you'd like to, amen, hallelujah, be a hallelujah, sow into the word. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're sow back into you. Amen. And to God be praised. Several ways that you can be a blessing. Amen. You can go straight to our website at lifewayjesus.org. Amen. Hit the donate button there. Amen. Our Cash App address is $ Lifeway Jesus. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461 Glenside, PA 19038. Amen. And amen. All right. This is how we're going to do it, beloved. Amen. For our Christmas fellowship dinner, we can't afford the ministry right now. The money hasn't showed up. If the money was there, we would just tell everybody to come and you know, and whatever tickets you want, do it. Okay. That's what we would do. But because we can't really financially do that yet, this is how we're going to do it. If you can sell a minimum of 5 tickets, then that will take care of yours. We're not making any money on this, by the way. We're not making any money. You know, at $50, you're not making any money. But we say if you can do a minimum of 5 tickets, then you don't have to pay for your ticket. If you want to pay, then look, of course, we're going to take the donation, but you don't have to pay. For every 5 tickets, you get, you know, you come and just enjoy yourself. If for some reason you can't do 5 tickets or you don't want to do 5 tickets, then just pay your $50. Just pay for your ticket, which we don't want to do. But if you want to do it that way, that's fine. But either way, you're going to be honored, okay? So So I've heard from some of you, amen. I'm about to put the committee in. Glory be to God. I'm going to tell you, anybody else that call, I'm going to say, all right, I'm going to have another meeting with the committee, and y'all going to have to talk to them. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So that's how we want to do it. The Souvenir Journal, amen, glory be to God, for a full-page ad in the Souvenir Journal, which will not only be the journals that people take home to keep forever, but also we would advertise that on our website for a full-page ad, amen, we're charging $240. But with that $240, you get two free banquet tickets. So really, we're only charging $140. It's a tax write-off for most people. You know, glory be to God for your service, for your business, whatever. End of the year, you know, write it off, okay? Business expense, okay? So really it comes down to $140 for a full-page ad. And as y'all know, that is, with Thomas, you do that and make the copies. I mean, for a color copy, it's almost $1 a page. We ain't making no money. They're not making no money. Glory be to God. It's not really about that. I mean, you know, because we're not looking to make no money, we might make some money. But it's not about that. It's about really being a blessing. Being a blessing. Glory be to God. A lot of banquets, a lot of functions you go to, they charge $75 to $100 for the ticket. They got to. They got to because you got to pay for the food, tax, and gratuity. And the praise, I mean, you know, they have to do that, especially if they're trying to raise a couple of dollars. We're not trying to raise any money. We're trying to break even. And then all of you are being honored. Now, the ministry is paying for that, okay? So, all right, that's a couple thousand dollars, all right? So we don't have that and pay for your ticket, too. So please hear my heart. Look, I don't want you to think that we're trying to bamboozle somebody. They say they're honoring me, but they want me to buy a ticket. No, we want you to understand why we need the money. And most, you know, you should be able to understand that. If we had the money and if the money show up between now and then, we're going to say, don't even worry about it. Just show up. Well, we still don't want you showing up by yourself. Come on, bring your family and bring your friends. Amen. Glory be to God. So I think y'all understand. Amen. I know you do. I just like to make sure everybody get a clear understanding. I just like to try to be transparent. Amen. Let everybody know, you know, why we're doing what we're doing. Amen. And so we love you. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. What else? We did Facebook all this week. Thank all of you for supporting me and touching and agreeing. By God, have mercy. Oh, my God. God is moving by his spirit, saints. Thank God for the prayer summit. For the prayer summit. God is doing something. We done had a couple Zooms. And we ain't never had as many people as we had last night and the night before. Amen. It's going to get better. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody? Amen. Erica made some announcements yesterday with the professional pictures. I think y'all need to probably think about that. I know I'm going in. I like my picture that I use for my promotions, but it is about 10 years old. I say I'm going to get me a modern picture. So if I have an event and somebody look at that picture, they walk in and say, well, where's Pastor Bradford? She don't look like that. Don't look like the lady on that picture. I'm going to get some updated professional pictures. Amen. Business, these are all business expenses things. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we thank God. Amen. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Amen. Same time, place, and station. Amen. No Friday night service. We'll be meeting at 12 o'clock today. And then that'll be it. Amen. Glory be to God for the corporate prayer. And Lord's willing, we'll be back on Sunday at 12 o'clock. Amen. For our Sunday service. Lord's willing, we'll be right back here Monday morning too. Same time, place, and station, picking it up again. Amen. In Jesus' name. We want all of the birthdays. We want all of the birthdays. Please, I'm going to make a note to myself. We want the birthdays for the rest of the month, a year, November and December. We want everybody's birthday. Please, come on. Amen. Let us put it on the calendar. Glory be to God. I had one of the same things, and I had that birthday card sitting on my table. The birthday was a week had been gone a week. It was sitting on my table, but I never took it to the mailbox. That's a message right there. You see why you got to go all the way with Jesus? Because you say, well, I wrote the letter. Yeah, you wrote the letter, but you never took it to the mailbox. I put it in the envelope, yeah, but you never put the stamp on it. You never addressed the card. See, so it never got to its destination because you didn't do all the appropriate steps to get the letter to the mailbox. You see why we got to go all the way with the Lord? You just can't do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You just can't write the letter. You got to put the stamp on the envelope. I put the stamp on the envelope, yeah, but you never took it to the mailbox. It sat on your kitchen table for a week. So you see why we got to, you see why we got to do the whole thing? The word of God works when you work it. Partial obedience is disobedience. You did this, but you didn't do that. And the letter never got to the mailbox. Hallelujah. All right, I'm finished now. I'm finished. Amen. All right. I think that's it. Feel like I'm leaving something out, but Lord's willing, we'll be back tomorrow morning, and I'll make a note, and I'll tell you about it, and we definitely want our November out. I think we don't have any more October birthdays. We celebrated Minister Nancy and who? Minister Hattie and Minister Aquinetta. I think those are the only three I see on the calendar. So if we're missing you, we don't mean to miss you. In Jesus' name. I think that's it. Father God, we bless you. Thank you, God. We magnify you. We praise you. We glorify you. When you talk to people about the tickets, your five tickets, which we know is a breeze for five. Some of you, I'm sure, are going to need much more than five tickets. As I said yesterday, don't ask them, do they want to go? Ask them, just ask them how many tickets they want. You have to be proactive. it's how you approach it. Are we having the Christmas fellowship? Then I'm being honored. How many tickets you want? Oh, okay, all right, yeah. Give me 10. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father God, we bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We say thank you, Father God, for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you for giving us the strength to meet all this week here. Thank you for the word, the preaching of the word, the teaching of the word, the readings, the songs. Thank you for the prayer summit. Thank you for everything, God. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for a roof over our head, clothes on our body, shoes on our feet. Father God, we bless you for your protection, your provisions, your grace, your mercy, your love. Father God, thank you for, Father God, opening our eyes, Father God, to the history, Father God, of Halloween, Father God, and this pagan holiday of them summoning the dead, Father God, to cross the veil back into the land of the living, Father God, and having fellowship with the dead and the dead with the living, and the devil is a liar, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for opening our eyes of our understanding, finally, that we might be informed and help to inform others, Father, and Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and be able to celebrate family and friends. Father God, we don't need a Halloween night to celebrate family and friends, Father. We can do that at any time, and we need to do that more often. Glory be to God. So if we're going to dress up, let us dress up in the Holy Ghost. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and eat from your table and not worry about nobody else's treats because you treat us good all the time. We see new mercies every morning, Father. So help us to be satisfied with that and content with that, Father God, and we bless you and we say thank you. Father, we say thank you for the tithes, the offerings, the blessings coming in to the ministry today that have come in already. Father God, we ask that you would, Father God, bless the givers 30, 60, and 100 fold in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for everything coming together, lovely Father. We're canceling bad news, tears and sorrow, Father God, premature death. We cancel these things. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We decree and declare no more tears, no more sorrow. Help us not to get weary in well-doing. Father God, as we pray this morning, Father God, help us to encourage ourselves and to also encourage the brethren. Father God, for you said we are our brother's keeper. Help us to really care for one another. Help us to really care for one another. Father, we don't have to talk to one another every day. Father God, hallelujah. But we can pray for one another in the spirit. We can feel the burdens of our brothers and sisters. They don't even have to tell us something is wrong. We know something is wrong. And we can just jump right into prayer, Father God, not calling to be newsy. And if we don't call at all, just help us to call in the spirit and call on you on behalf of our brothers and sisters and to really, really begin to care for one another and love for each other even more. And we say thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. Now unto him was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you, and the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled in Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord's willing, we'll meet you at the 12 o'clock prayer altar. If not, then we'll meet you back here again tomorrow morning, same time, place, and station. And if not, we'll meet you at Sunday at 12 o'clock. And if not, we'll meet you on Facebook on Monday at 5 o'clock. And if not, we'll meet you back here Monday at 6 o'clock. And if not, we'll meet you in heaven. But somewhere in between here, hallelujah, somewhere we're going to hook up again. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we are hooked together for eternity, saints. Amen. We can't get away from one another, so we might as well start loving one another and liking one another. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, amen. Philadelphia, signing out. Love you, love you, love you, love you.